To practice this relaxation technique, find yourself sitting or lying down, a pillow under your head and the surroundings quiet and comfortable, and try not to be disturbed. Think to apply the following ideas to yourself, your needs and your lifestyle. Enjoy discovering your inner awareness and peacefulness. Take attention to your breath and be aware of how you breathe. Close your eyes. Feel the breath traveling in through your nose and out through your nose. Notice your breathing. Is it too fast? When the breath tends to speed up, it's when we're nervous or anxious, or perhaps not well. So think of breathing techniques as a way of encouraging the breath to bring a great sense of calmness to the body. So still the breath. Breathe in gently. Breathe out gently. It doesn't have to be a great deep breath, just your own normal rhythm, but try to lengthen it. As we know, stress makes us breathe faster, makes us more anxious, but sometimes some stress is good because it moves us on to the project in mind. But for this relaxation session, we need to just quieten down. So let's quieten the breath by slowly breathing in, pausing, and slowly breathing out, pausing. Feel the breath in your nostrils. Traveling in, cool. Breathing out, the breath feels just gently warm. Feel the rib cage expand as you breathe in. Feel the rib cage release as you breathe out. Start to find that you get a good steady rhythm. Perhaps bring a count into your breathing. This can keep you very focused on what you're doing, so it can be a really good technique to use. Breathe in for 3, pause, and breathe out for 4, pause. Keep the pause quite small. So when you're ready, breathe in, 2, 3, pause, and breathe out, 2, 3, 4, pause. Continue for a little while, just allowing the breath to breathe in gently, find a pause, and breathe out gently. Now you may already have found that your breath is slowing down, or you may feel that you need a longer count. So if you can breathe in for 6 and out for 8, that's fine. But just pattern it to yourself. You know what's right for you without it drawing on your breath, making the breath even faster. So if you want to bring peacefulness to the human system, you need to have a steady, even breath. You don't want to sort of get it rushed or get it so long that you're uncomfortable with it. Find the breath comfortable. Breathing in through the nostrils, pausing, and breathing out through the nostrils, pausing. Feeling the rib cage expand, feeling the breath move in your rib cage. Feel the diaphragm move as you breathe in. Feel your back expand as you breathe in. Feel your rib cage release as you breathe out. Feel your back release as you breathe out. So there's a lot to focus on. And this focusing on its own just takes us away sometimes from all the things that are going on in our day or our life or at this moment and keeps us focused. And that on its own just is a good technique to de-stress for a few minutes. Breathing in, almost feel that you can take the breath into your back, expanding the back. Breathing out, feel the back release gently and softly. Breathing in, feel the rib cage move sideways, almost as if it's coming under your arms. Breathing out, feel the rib cage release easily and gently. And just keep going with this technique for a little while. Breathing in, breathing out. If you feel that you have tight clothing on, you know, loosen it while you practice. But just find yourself comfortable. If you're sitting, find your arms perhaps on the arms of the chair or on your knees so they don't feel heavy. And your chest is open, so that will allow you to breathe deeper. If you're lying down, make sure you have got the pillow under your head. Maybe your knees bent if your back's a bit tight. And just keep this nice, steady rhythm of breathing. Keeping your eyes closed brings forward your attention and it keeps you very focused onto what you're doing. If you open your eyes, and you can by all means, you find yourself taking in your surroundings, and this very often takes away the concentrated awareness to the breathing techniques. If you fall asleep, why worry about it? You will eventually hear the CD through, so don't worry if you fall asleep. But try not to. Find your hands soft. Notice how your face changes as your breathing starts to relax your body. Notice how your body goes softer, heavier or lighter. It doesn't matter which, but you will experience one of those. Start to find your breath now, slowing down, quietening down. Find it easy, quite easy to find that pause at the end of your inhalation and that pause at the end of your exhalation. It's not very big, but it is there. That way, we don't rush the breathing. We don't breathe in, breathe out, which speeds the body up. Keep it nice and slow. Now let's take our awareness to the body and relax the body. So take your attention down to your feet. Find the feet soft. Be aware of your toes, your ankles. Be aware of your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Think of your back. Are you comfortable? Be aware of your tummy, your chest, your breath again. Be aware of your arms, your hands, your shoulders, your face. A lot of tension can be held in the face, and we will address that in a moment. But be aware, can you feel the face softer? And your head supported very comfortably by a pillow. Take your attention to your right leg. Your right leg feeling long, warm and soft. Almost feel that you can breathe into your right leg, encouraging your right leg to feel long, warm and soft. Think about your left leg. Your left leg long, warm and soft. Think about your right arm, comfortable, soft, warm. Your left arm, comfortable, long, soft and warm. Be aware of your back. Feel it wide. Almost feel you can make it wider. Beware if you're lowered back into the floor or into your chair. Supported. Easy. Think about your tummy, soft. And your chest easy. Your breath easy. Take your attention to your shoulders, nice and wide and relaxed down. Be aware of the back of your neck, the back of your head on your pillow, your face, soft, your hands soft. And as you do this body check, you may find that you really are not comfortable somewhere or you feel quite tight. So go back to perhaps your arms or legs. Just be aware of them. Breathe in. Just tighten the arms, tighten the legs. And then as you breathe out, release them. Allow the body to feel heavy. Soft. Just be aware, do you feel heavy? Or do you feel light and soft? It doesn't matter which. They're both the same. But some people do feel light, some people do feel very heavy. Now take your attention to your face. Relax your face. Think of your hairline. Be aware of it. Be aware of your forehead, soft and smooth. Visualize a very cool breeze on your forehead. Be aware of your eyebrows, the beautiful shape they make. Trace it from your nose across your face, right into your temples. Be aware of your eyes. Be aware of your eyelids, like two big curtains over your eyes. Think about your actual eyes. Visualize them. Bright and moist. Be aware of your eyelashes, the rims of your eyes. And trace a line again from your nose right out to the temples along the rims of your eyes. And be aware of your temples, your cheeks, soft cheeks, inside the cheeks soft. Outside soft. Be aware of your nose, the nostrils easy, not tight. Be aware of your lips. Let the lips be soft. Beware of your tongue, relax the tongue. Swallow gently and relax the throat. Think of your neck. Nice and soft, nice and long, supported by the floor or your chair. And see and feel that your face does feel softer, more open. Go to the space between your eyebrows and think of that space as being bigger, more open. Take your sense of sight and look at the space between your eyebrows. See it, softer, bigger, freer, making your whole face feel more relaxed. Take your attention across your forehead, back to your hairline. Almost feel that you can go down the back of your head, down the back of your neck, through to your right shoulder. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, feel that you release your right shoulder, your right arm, your right hand, soft and easy. Come back to your left shoulder, breathe in, and as you breathe out, feel the breath softening, releasing your left shoulder, your left arm, your left hand. Breathe in through the nose, pause, and as you breathe out, relax your face and your hands, Stretch your fingers. Find your fingers long. Place them on the floor. Place them on your body. And find that as you breathe in, you're really aware of the in-breath. And as you breathe out, you're very aware that the out-breath carries into this nice feeling of being relaxed at the end of your out-breath. You may find that you have a sinking feeling. You breathe in and you just sink into your chair or just sink into the floor with your out-breath. You might like to let go of the breath and just find that you just soften, let go and really relax down into the floor. It's almost as if the floor, the bed, or the chair, wherever you are, comes up to meet you and you go down to meet it. It's a nice feeling, having that nice softness, being supported. Listen to your quiet. Just listen to your breath, easier, quiet. Let your breath quieten down. Feel your face soft, your hands soft. Your body released, letting go of tension. And take your attention to your face and just free your face up one last time. Imagine a tiny little smile starting on the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth. Is it just as if it starts a smile? You don't smile, but it's just a slight movement and it really does free up your face. Now keep this feeling of being nice and relaxed and bring your breathing back. Find yourself very aware of your breath in your nostrils. Breathing in, pausing, breathing out, pausing. You might like to feel that you can use your breath in other ways. And a really nice way of relaxing your body is to visualize that you can move your breath. Now, I know you can't, but visualization is quite powerful and that sense of suggestion really does work very often. So imagine as you breathe in, you can breathe in through the sole of your right foot and you can bring the breath right up to your right hip. And as you breathe out, you can breathe out from your right hip right down to the sole of your right leg. So you breathe in through the sole of the foot, and you breathe out from the hip right down to the sole of your right foot. Now you can do that as many times as you like before travelling over to the opposite side. Breathing in through the sole of the left leg, almost pulling the breath up to the hip. And as you breathe out, imagine the breath travelling from the hip all the way down to the sole of the left foot. You can still add your count if you want to, or you can just be aware that you can feel a sense of movement of the breath and the body responding and relaxing deeper and letting go. Take your attention to your right hand. Breathe in through the palm of your right hand. Pull the breath to your right shoulder. Release the shoulder, let go as you breathe out back to the palm of your right hand. And your left hand, breathe in through the palm of your left hand, draw the breath to your shoulder. Breathe out and just release the arm, letting go, softening the arm all the way back to the hand. Be aware of your spine. If you're on the floor, think of it as long and free. If you're sitting, think of being quite tall. So just imagine the spine. Just be aware of the spine, nice and long. Releasing it. Letting it go. Imagine the spine softer, longer. And feel that you can pull the breath from the coccyx at the base of the spine right up to the top of the spine as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you can just release the breath almost as if on the released breath, you just take away all the tension in your body. And now feel you can breathe in through the soles of both feet, both hands, the top of your head, breathe in. As you breathe out, just release and let go. And enjoy being in this nice, easy, quiet space that you've made for yourself. The breath again coming back at a nice, easy rhythm. Now let's go on to work with visualization techniques. Visualize yourself somewhere special. We all have special places that we've been to or that we like. You may like to visualize yourself walking along a beach. You may like to visualize yourself in a garden, maybe walking through woods at bluebird time. You may like to remember yourself on a special holiday. You may like to just sit in your own garden and visualize yourself being peaceful in surroundings that you know. Or you may like to have a visualization that is somewhere you have no memory of at all, purely made up. So every time you visualize, it can be somewhere different. But one day you might find somewhere that is special to you. And every time you work with this type of idea, you can go back to that one special place. Now see yourself there. Be there. What's it like there? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it warm? Or ideally, is it just as you want it? What's the ground like underneath? Is it hard? Is it soft? What can you see to the right of you or to the left of you? What do you visualize to be there? Do you see colours? Can you hear sounds? Are there birds, other voices? Is it very quiet? Is there a breeze you can hear? If you're walking on a beach, can you hear the sea? If you're in a garden, could you hear insects? Or if you're in woods, could you hear the breeze in the trees? So just be in your special place. And if you find visualization hard, just work with this small little exercise. Just take yourself back home. What do you see as you sit in your lounge? Do you see your armchair, the table, the mantelpiece? Do you feel it, or do you just know it's there? And when you decide that, that is how you will visualize. So while you're in your special place, know that you may see things in lovely colours, you might feel them, or you might know they're there, or you may have a combination of all these ideas. So slip away, escape. It's a wonderful thing to escape. Just, you've chosen to be here for these few minutes, so let go of everything and just go into this lovely, special place of yours. Bringing forward that good feel factor, a quality that makes you feel soft and warm and special. Find yourself focusing the colours, the shapes, all the things you can see in your special place. The sounds, the perfumes, fragrances. Have you special smells in your special place? And the sounds. You may be very quiet. You may be on your own, or you may be with somebody special to you. But just feel that you can see your surroundings in this special place. Maybe the sky, the ground. So just stay in this nice warm feeling. This good feel factor coming very much to the surface. Just for a few moments, just stay with your visualization, escaping to paradise perhaps. Let your breath be steady. Now find your face soft. And just for a few moments, just let go and just be. As we come back away from our special place, make a concentrated effort to let go of your visualization. Come back, find yourself sitting back in your chair or on your bed or lying on the floor, wherever you are, just be aware of your surroundings. Keep your eyes closed, but just start to lift your awareness back. Feel yourself softer. How do you feel? Ask yourself, how do you feel? You may come up perhaps with a word like calmer, quieter. And if you do find a word that describes how you feel, use it as a trigger word. So that next time you go down to relax, you ask yourself to feel calmer, quieter, stiller, more settled, whatever word you've come up with. And the body very often does respond to that very quickly. So take yourself time to stretch, take a deep breath, stretch your fingers, move your toes. Just stay in this sort of warm, cushy-co feeling of being still and having enjoyed the experience of relaxing. And remember that it's a lifestyle technique. It's not always advisable to wait until problems arise before you start to relax. It's very energizing to relax. So if you can use it, learn it, and use the bits you like regularly, then you'll find that you have an amazing amount of energy, stored energy. So just start to come back. Don't go anywhere in a hurry. It's probably a good time now for a cup of tea and a few minutes of quiet before you move about too energetically. And when you do go on to your everyday lifestyle from here, take the ideas with you, cultivate them into your way of life. a few ideas as you go on, how you can continue to use and adapt the simple techniques I've already given you. So adapt these ideas to suit yourself. As you get to know the techniques, you may like to separate them and use them as you need to. And there are many qualities, and I'll mention a few. So think about breathing, how we were working, and remember that it helps you to sleep as it quietens the mind. It steadies the nerves, whatever the occasion. So if you're giving a big lecture, work with some breathing exercises. Think of your breath coming out of your back, and then your voice will extend and you won't get dry. Breathing exercises help to address panic attacks. So with regular practice of deep breathing, if you do suffer from panic attacks, it will help. If you feel you need more professional help, okay, that's a good idea. And breathing techniques can bring you a good sense of feeling empowered, energized. If we come on to the muscle tensing and releasing that we did, just becoming aware of the body and the muscles, it also helps to make you relaxed. It eases body tension and fights fatigue. It helps you to realise where your tension spots are. And of course, it helps calm the mind as the breathing does. A lot of these ideas are interrelated, you know, one helps the other. And also, if you're on the floor and you're sitting properly, it does help to aid posture. Visualization can be a lovely escape from daily toil or illness. 10 minutes quiet can lead to a more refreshed and focused lifestyle. All the techniques I've shown and ideas help with sleeplessness, whatever the cause, and can strengthen the immune system. Learn to enjoy the feeling of having a more relaxed and calmer attitude to life. With practice, and it doesn't happen if you don't practice, you will be able to direct this quiet energy to a more meditative and spiritual way of life. If I finish this CD with some very practical ideas, do be aware of being more comfortable on the floor, on your chair or on your bed. Take whatever it needs to make yourself comfortable. Pillows under the knees, feet up on a footstool. You know, just make sure you're comfortable. Try not to have a light shining in your eyes, as that brings forward thought process very quickly. Think about your breath. You know, try not to have eaten a great meal before you start to relax. And practice regularly. Practice somewhere safe. Don't think, for goodness sake, to do it in your car or anything like that. But just practice safely and regularly, and know that time works. With practice, you'll learn them and you'll use them and adapt them and appropriate them to your way of life and how you need them.